Hello everyone, my name is Mr. Johnson, Head Teacher of Information Technology, and welcome to Episode 4 of Tumby Talks, the official podcast of Tuggerah Lake Secondary College, Tumbiumby Campus. Today's show is a special event as we have some great news to share with all of our listeners, but we'll get to that a little bit later. Before we start Episode 4, let me take a moment to personally thank each and every one of you who has liked and subscribed to our podcast. We're very grateful for your continuous support. And I would also like to thank all of our international subscribers who are taking the time to listen to what's happening at our great campus. Firstly, I'll be joined by Miss Bate, our proud campus principal, to give us her best parts of the week, as well as what's coming up for us here at Tumbiumby Campus. And in the second talk break, I'll be joined by Miss Kilpatrick and the girls to give us some insight into one of our most amazing programs here called Be Fierce. The Be Fierce program is extremely empowering, and we are immensely proud of its impact on our students. In our third talk break, we'll be joined by Miss Bandy and some students who will give us a review of the Wakakiri National Story Dance Festival and that our school has been part of for many years. They'll also be giving us some amazing news from this year's festival. Very exciting. But enough from me. Let's get into Episode 4. Welcome to Episode 4, Miss Bain. How are you going today?
Hello, Mr. Johnson. Yes, very well, thank you. It's great to be here and it's great to be starting Term 4. I can hardly believe it, that the year's gone so fast.
Yeah, it's already halfway through October. Okay, what's been happening, Miss Bate?
Okay, well, we have had a great start and I won't take away the special news from Wakakiri, but we also had the welcome return of our travellers from the Japan trip, and that's been an amazing experience for all, and I look forward to you sharing the news with our listeners further on in our other episodes. So the highlights for me this fortnight definitely include the Duke of Ed hike, which is currently underway. And I'm sure that they're experiencing great weather, so that's a plus, and I'm sure they're having a great time. And on Friday this week, the marine studies officially go to the Gold Coast, so that's an amazing excursion as well. This Friday also marks officially the World Teachers Day, and I would just like to do a shout out for our recipients this year. Very worthy recipients, and they are Mr. Porter, and we recognise Mr. Porter for cultivating student leadership and growth through exemplary guidance, kindness and social intelligence, always fostering a culture of bravery and curiosity. And the other worthy recipient this year is Mrs. Livingston. Mrs. Livingston is recognised for her unwavering dedication to inclusive education, student wellbeing and communication engagement, exemplifying our school's core values of respect, responsibility, integrity and fairness. And we enjoyed a dinner out at Mingara with all the other Tuggerah Lakes and other principals, primary and secondary as well on Monday evening. Something new that's coming up next week is a morning tea with myself for special invited students who've achieved high results in the academic domains based on their external examinations, and they include the Valid Test, the ICAS and national competitions. So I'm excited to actually host a morning tea with them just to recognise them for the efforts that they're putting into their academic achievement. And on Wednesday of next week, obviously we look forward to the marine studies returning, a safe return back to us. I'd like to also mention a special program that we have on offer here, which is called Seasons for Growth, and it's operating every Tuesday this term. And it's a special program. You need to be invited to that program for young people, but it's a small group evidence-based education program, and they help young people develop the knowledge, skills and attitudes to understand and respond well to the experiences of change and loss and grief. That covers a lot of things. It could be friendship changes, family separation, loss or death of someone that they care about, even a loss of a pet or a relocation. Any of those things can really unsettle our young people. So I guess it's a shout out if there's a parent listening and they are interested in their young person getting to know more about that program, please contact the school. Mrs. Harrison is the teacher that is looking after that. And the last but not least is some late news that on Monday the 28th, so next Monday, the New South Wales Teachers Federation will be holding a special meeting for members, and they're going to vote on a recommendation relating to the new Teachers Award. So that meeting will be held off-site, and it will have a minor impact to us. We will have minimal supervision until about 10 a.m. and then our school will resume as normal. So just to reiterate, school will be open. There will be minor disruptions to start. We'll have minimal supervision, but I'm encouraging all people to still come to school. School will be open.
Okay, thank you, Mrs. Bate, for coming on to episode 4. It's always wonderful to have you here. And giving us an update about what's going on in our great campus. And it's always wonderful to hear about all of the great opportunities that we have here for our students. So thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to Tumby Talks, and today we are incredibly lucky to have Miss Kilpatrick and the Be Fierce team with us today to talk about the program and its impact on our wonderful students. Welcome to Tumby Talks, everyone. It's lovely to have you here, and over to you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Mrs. Kilpatrick here. I just wanted to start by explaining what the Be Fierce program is. It's designed to inspire and equip the next generation of female leaders. This program focuses on fostering leadership skills, enhancing physical and mental resilience, and building a strong sense of community among the participants. Through a combination of workshops that the girls complete in a couple of terms throughout the year, as well as mentorship and collaborative activities, these girls develop confidence, form lasting friendships, and gain the tools that they need to thrive personally, both now and in the future. Our hope is that our students complete this program feeling empowered and purposeful. And with that, I'm going to hand over to Charlie, Aisha, Emmy and Holly, and they can tell us what Be Fierce is to them. Thanks, girls.
Be Fierce is a program that helps girls become strong women and build confidence in themselves and others.
It's a program to move girls out of their comfort zone and can make them feel like they are strong and that they can do it.
I also think that Be Fierce is, it's not just about the hike, it's also about what is like leading up to the hike and like helping, like we helped the Year 7s with the sport and just well-being and just all this other stuff.
Be Fierce always also helps girls push them out of their comfort zone and pushes them physically and mentally.
And what would you say your favourite part of the Be Fierce program was?
I enjoyed getting to know all the girls during the program and making it to each checkpoint every day, setting up our tents and having our wholesome chats.
For me, I also think that I really enjoyed sitting at Ridgetop and like having deep conversations with all the girls and just being grateful for the amazing view that we had.
Yeah, I'd probably say the same as Holly. One of my favourite parts was when we're at Ridgetop, we're all just sitting out on the lookout watching the sunset and we had a really nice chat.
I liked when we all had our conversations at Ridgetop and we were sitting at the view and all of us were just talking and yeah.
So most of us got quite a lot out of the hike, but what would you say the most difficult part of the actual hike was?
Definitely all the hills were difficult, but once you got to the top, you felt accomplished and happy that you made it to the top and you were very proud in yourself.
Yeah, some of the hills were really hard, but we knew that they would be over soon. And once we made it, we all kind of just had a break for a bit, all just talked, and we felt really good once we finished it.
I also think that the hills are really hard, but just knowing that like we would be that to the place that we were going to be soon was definitely like something good to think about, and just being around all of my friends was really good just because they're also encouraging and positive.
The hills was the hardest for me as well, because when you get up the hill you ask how long's left and
they say like 5 minutes, but there's really like 20 minutes left. And at that point, your calves are burning and there's just the girls around you pushing you. But yeah, the hills were the worst.
How did you handle the moments of physical and mental challenge? And what did you learn about yourselves from those experiences?
I kept reminding myself that I could do it, and I kept thinking about how strong and proud I'd feel about myself once I'd finished. And it taught me that whenever things get tough, I can just keep pushing and make it through.
I told myself that I could do it and that I pushed myself, and I realised where I was and that I had the opportunity to do it, so I made sure that I pushed myself hard.
Yeah, same with me. I reminded myself that my body is strong and capable of this, and I have so many people around me to encourage and push me through the challenges that we were facing.
I continued pushing myself no matter how hard times got. I most definitely wanted to finish the hike because I knew that if I failed or I quitted, then I would have definitely regret it.
And I think a lot of you also probably looked at poor old Mrs. Kilpatrick with her hiking poles and decided that if I could do it with my poles, you guys could probably do it as well, right?
Yeah, yes.
That's true. How did you manage to stay motivated throughout the 3 days?
I just kept thinking that I had the opportunity to do it and many other people didn't. And just being around my friends kept me motivated because everyone was really positive and encouraging.
Yeah, the girls that we were on the hike with, they were all so supportive and motivating. So I think just being around them the whole time really encouraged me to keep going.
I stayed motivated by realising that I could just push myself, but I also just thought positive and I didn't think down because I realised if I think down, then I just wouldn't be able to get motivated through the hike. And the girls pushed me a lot too.
I managed to stay motivated throughout the hike, just like Holly said, by having all the positive people around me, including my friends and people I met along the program.
The people that you met in the program didn't just include your close friends. So what did you learn about working with others or teamwork in the Be Fierce program in general?
I learned that working with others can not only help yourself, but others at the same time. It helps everyone open up to each other and be supportive for one another.
Yeah, working together for us was really important because when we first started this program, I didn't even know some of the girls that were a part of it. But by the end of it, we're all really supportive of each other and we opened up to each other a lot.
I learned that working together and pushing each other makes everyone feel accomplished after they've done it, and getting to know everyone was better than not knowing them on the hike.
Yeah, I also think a big part of the hike was getting to know all the girls, and even if they weren't my close friends, I just got to know them and made new friendships, which was really good because, like, a lot of the girls I've never spoke to, and I'm really happy that I got to become friends with them on the hike because they were such amazing girls.
Now, Miss Southern put heaps of time and effort into creating this Be Fierce program for you and into planning the hike and all of the wonderful activities that you got to be a part of leading up to the hike. What would you say to her now to thank her for her efforts?
I just want to say thanks to Miss Southern because she, like, got this all together. She made everyone, like, just push – everyone pushed themselves, and we just want to say thanks to Miss Southern for getting it all ready. I don't know.
I just want to say thanks to her because when – we were on the hike, she was at the back the whole time, and none of us, like, had volunteered, I guess, to, like, go at the back, but she was the one that put her hand up and said, I'll go at the back. So we just want to say thanks for all that and organising everything.
Yeah, Miss Southern was great. We just want to say big thanks to Miss Southern, like all the other girls said, because she was amazing and she was very, like, supportive.
Yeah, Miss Southern really prepared us all for the hike and, like, made sure we were ready for it and helped organise everything. And during the hike, she had a lot of patience and was really kind to us the whole time. So massive thanks to her.
All right. And one last question for you. Who is your Be Fierce MVP?
My Be Fierce MVP is Grace Powell because she, even though she had got to the campground, she would always go back and either carry someone's bag or make sure that they could push themselves even further and make it to the campground just like everyone else.
Mine was probably Annabelle because although she was in our tent, she just always made sure that me and Holly were okay. She'd always check up on us. She'd always say, do you girls need anything? Do you need help with anything? Are you girls right? Do you want me to carry anything? Just she was always there to help us and she was always pushing us. And she was just a great person.
Yeah, mine would be Grace Powell as well, just because the whole time she was very, like, patient as well. Like, if someone was struggling, she would just remind them that it's okay to, like, go at your own pace and stuff. And she had her own bag, but she was still willing to carry stuff for other people and she just wanted to help anyone out whenever she could.
My MVP would have to be Emmy Gross, because Emmy's just, like, a little pocket rocket and she was... she was just so energetic the whole hike and she was so positive and supportive and encouraging and she was just a great person to be around the whole hike. And, yeah, big shout-out to Emmy Gross.
Thank you very much for having us on Tumby Talks today, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of the campus, I'd like to congratulate you girls for being part of the course. And I would also like to thank Miss Kilpatrick and Miss Sutherland and the other staff for being able to provide such a wonderful program for you. So thank you all very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to part three of this episode, and we're very excited to be joined by Miss Bandy and the team from Wakakiri. They're going to be giving us an insight into what Wakakiri means to the school and the students that are part of it, and some very, very exciting news. So, over to you guys.
All right, so we've got Lexi, Ruby and Lydia with us today. I'll just give a little bit of a background on what actually Wakakiri is. Wakakiri is a national festival for Australian schools that provides a platform for students to express their thoughts, ideas and aspirations through the art of storytelling and dance. It's inspired by the belief that great stories can inspire change. Wakakiri is designed to promote student engagement and well-being in schools through the creation and performance of captivating story dances. We at Tumby have participated in Wakakiri since 2013. Before that, we actually did Rockestedford until it was cancelled. In 2017, we made it into the top four in Australia. And in 2018, we actually won the National Story of the Year Award with our performance of The Rabbits. After COVID, there was a little bit of a break, but Wakakiri came back strong and it was more of a festival than a competition. But in the past few years, it's gone back to the format of having National Story Awards in different categories. And I'm so excited to say that this year we won the National Health and Wellbeing Story Award with our story of grief.
Our story depicts the five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. These stages show the emotional journey through loss, illustrating how individuals navigate towards resolutions and healing.
So with our performance this year, so we did win the National Story Award, but we also won on the night, we won some show awards, which Ruby is going to let us know what awards we won.
We won the Storytelling Award for a Great Story, Storytelling Award for Story Construction and Clarity, Lead Cast Award for Performance and Dancing and Acting, Assemble Award for Dancing and Acting, Assemble Award for Choreography.
With some of the feedback that we got, so this year they were very impressed with our story. So one of the feedbacks from Wayne Scott Kermond, who's one of the Wakakiri ambassadors, said, yet again, Tumbiumbi takes on the challenging issue and yet again they absolutely hit it with a dynamic performance out of the park. Enhanced by wonderful staging, emotive choreography, the cast are mesmerising. It's truly inspiring performance by a very talented cast. Congratulations again on an inspiring performance driven by dramatic performance with absolute clarity and conviction, with the principal players and support from the ensemble with intention and emotion. A terrific production dealing with difficult issue of loss. Congratulations on a knockout performance and story dance. So Wakakiri, I've always been so impressed every year with our students because we as a junior school, we only have year 7 to 10, and we are up against private schools, performing arts schools, dance schools, and every year we make it to get either a nomination for a national award or we win a national award like this year. So I'm going to go over to Lydia, who can just give us a little bit about how our school comes together with Wakakiri.
The development of our performance has strengthened the sense of community throughout our school. Former students have returned to help with our projections and soundtrack. Our backstage crew consists of students who excel in art design, painting, woodwork, metalwork, and demonstrate exceptional teamwork. Many students, especially Year 10, have stepped into leadership roles, taking charge of choreography, mentoring others, and leading groups, going above and beyond to bring this performance to life. The rest of the school and staff have supported our Wakakiri project by providing rehearsal spaces and being an encouraging audience.
Thanks, Lydia. And as I said, this with Wakakiri, it really is student run. It's our students, especially Year 10, as I said before, they set up, they choreograph, they come up. We have backstage to do all our sets. We have our soundtrack done by students, our projection. It's just a really big group effort, and it's such that we have students from Year 7 to 10 that are all involved, and it feels to me like we become a family, and we work on this during sport time over 3 terms. So it really is a commitment, and it's I'm so proud of all the students that are involved in Wakakiri every year, for the commitment that they show and then the performance they put on, because we are always really up there with our performances. So I just want to say I'm going to ask them, our students now, because we have Lexi, Lydia and Ruby are all Year 10 students and have been doing this since Year 7, even though we had COVID in there. So Lexi, what is it about Wakakiri that you enjoy, or why do you keep coming back?
Just the bonds that you make with the girls around you is like incredible. Like when you're in Year 7, being able to connect with the Year 10s, and now I'm in Year 10, being able to connect with the younger girls and mentoring and teaching, it's just, yeah, it's something that I'm never going to get to do, so it's really good.
Excellent. All right, Lydia?
Yeah, just with the bonds and everything, it's a really great way to connect with everyone and become, like, really close friends, and to learn to create a dance piece with everyone and including everyone is just amazing. And it's really just the best feeling ever, and to keep coming back, it's always just, yeah, the connection you make with everyone. It's really good.
And Ruby?
Yeah, just being able to tell a story through dance, and as the girl said, making friendships is really good, and it's a really easy way to make a friendship because you're not forced, but like kind of have to spend a lot of time together and help each other out to choreograph the dances, and it's a really good feeling once you've performed on stage knowing that you guys have made this come to life and done it all together.
Yep. And especially the Year 10s, they help to come up with the concept, and it really is sort of they get to see it from the grassroots. They come up, I mean, these Year 10 girls actually came to me in Year 9 with their idea. They had it. They knew what they wanted to do at the end in Term 4. And, to be able to get up on stage, see their choreography, because they all choreographed dances this year, and to actually be able to see it on stage and have our story come to life and the audience to be able to react to it is just, it's an amazing feeling for everyone. And I know it's something that every year I get so much enjoyment out of it, and that's why I do it. And I know with the students, it's something that they will remember. So if you're, thinking coming to Tumby, definitely join Wakakiri, because it is, it's definitely something you will never forget, and an experience that, isn't offered at many places. So, thank you.
So thank you very much, ladies, for coming and telling us your story. And on behalf of the entire campus, congratulations on your wonderful achievement.
Thank you.
And may you have many more achievements just like that. So thank you very much, ladies. And that's a wrap for today's episode. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with a friend who might need to hear this. Your support means the world to us. Until next time, stay curious, stay inspired, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode of Tumby Talks. Take care, and bye for now.